commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Once I saw Woody Allen in public. I didn't recognize him at first. He was walking near the General Motors building on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. His hand was around the waist of a much younger woman who turned out to be his wife, Suni Previn. The couple was so odd, so mismatched, that I did a double take. It was then I realized who they were. It was 1999. He was 64 then, and she was 27. Sun Yi was 19 when their relationship began, and although Woody Allen is not legally her stepfather, he was the long-standing partner of her adoptive mother, Mia Farrow. This all became public when Farrow discovered nude photographs. Allen met Sun Yi when she was 11, and he was the father figure in the home that she grew up in. Now, Allen was investigated for abusing his 7-year-old adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow. Investigators believed the allegations, but determined there was not enough evidence to bring the charges. After Woody Allen was honored for his filmmaking at the Oscar Awards last month, Dylan Farrow wrote an open letter claiming that the allegations from 1993 were true. Her story is detailed and graphic. She claimed that Woody Allen took her to an attic room at their home, had her lie on her stomach, and watch her brother's model trains go round while she was sexually violated. She alleges a pattern of inappropriate intimacy initiated by Allen throughout her childhood. So why would she write this letter more than 20 years after the fact? Dylan Farrow is married now. She lives under an assumed name, and she hasn't seen him in years. Maybe she is bitter to see Hollywood lavish praise on her abuser. There might be special burdens when your attacker is a public figure whose face is seen so often in public. Maybe a victim dies a little inside when they realize the rules are different for celebrities. Or perhaps she's been pressured by her siblings. Of course, there is the unmistakable possibility that all of this is true. It is certainly the explanation that makes the most sense, and it fits the totality of what's known about Woody Allen's personal life and a man whose sexual tastes are outside the norm. I have always found his movies to be self-absorbed and long-winded. He's funny, but he has a style of quirky, roundabout storytelling that I find tiresome. He's not as good as the Academy thinks he is. His personal life disturbs me to the point that I don't want to see him on screen anymore, and I'm surprised that the Hollywood set so easily forgives a bohemian lifestyle in the name of praising his work. I have no interest in seeing his films because it's impossible to separate the artist from his art, and it's entirely possible that this artist is a monster.